Silence!
Oppenheimer!
I think they're talking about us. No way.
I myself am strange and unusual.
This is Nerd Pride Radio!
Nerd alert!
These nerds are a threat to our way of life.
See, this is the stuff that brings nerds together.
So it's sort of social. Demented and sad, but social, right?
If I'm interested in it, then by definition, it is nerdy.
Are you in loser denial or something?
I'm a nerd, and I'm pretty proud of it.
My dad's a nerd.
And welcome to... Okay, I don't even have the show notes up yet. So Aiden,
professional.
Entertain them for a minute. Jeez, you can do this,
swing
right?
Swing low, sweet chariot, coming forth to carry me. Oh,
you're done. You're done. Okay, that was terrifying. Look at, God, she's blasting it off.
I'm sorry.
That was terrible. Welcome to episode 272, I think, of Nerd Pride Radio. 272, the number that I have absolutely no prep for, because this is really kind of going to be off the cuff today.
I'll have something by the end of the podcast.
Okay, it doesn't matter.
It totally does.
It doesn't matter. We're going to be fine. Anyway, ask
me... No, it's 273, because we did 272, because that was my fact. Then you did one, which would be 273.
Are you sure it was 272? All right, 273.
Because, yeah, it's right there in my Google search.
All right. So, welcome to episode 273 of Nerd Pride Radio.
Didn't
the
you
surprise
do one last
episode.
Sunday without me?
Nope.
Okay, let's say it's 273.
So, ask me how I'm doing today. Go on. Ask
how
me.
How are you doing?
I am pretty awesome, although there's some issues. So, we'll get into that. Hold on a minute. Let me turn the gain down here. All right.
Oh!
What? Duh,
it's zero Kelvin.
Oh, shoot. Negative 273 degrees Celsius is zero Kelvin. Nerd fact. Awesome.
Duh.
All right, sweet. Anyway, I'll get to why it's not a great week in a minute, but I'm still awesome because my name is Mike Jones, and this here is my co-host, Aiden.
Howdy.
And we are Pathfinder / D&D nerds. I'm a history nerd, sci-fi nerd. You a sci-fi nerd?
Yeah, I'm a history nerd, too. How dare you?
Comic book nerd?
Yes, absolutely.
More manga?
Well, no, I've been reading a lot of more classical comics lately.
Okay, computer nerd?
Absolutely.
Movie nerd?
Yes.
Comedy nerd?
Yeah.
Science nerd?
Yep.
Gaming nerd? He's a horror nerd. Plus, there's probably like seven other kinds of nerd we only wish we were nerdy enough to be. You are listening to Nerd Pride Radio, the place we go every week or so to haver on about all the nerd stuff that just won't fit in our skulls anymore. My co-host this week is, of course, Aiden, as I've mentioned.
Hi.
And before we do anything, it's time for a little meta-talk.
Oppenheimer!
That's right. Meta-talk is where we pull back the curtain, talk a little inside baseball.
Pull back the kimono a little.
Well, yeah, but pull back the kimono has some overtones that some people are uncomfortable with.
No, actually the tones would be underneath the kimono. So they'd be...
So instead, we could say, you know...
Pull back the iron curtain.
Pull back the sausage. Nope, see, that's still dirty.
Take off
the buttons. Talk a little inside kimono. Show them how the curtains are made. Mix
Whisper
it up a little
under
bit.
The moo-moo.
That means that's dirty. That's just dirty. Okay. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Meta Talk. That's where I talk about the podcast, website, etc. And the reason I'm talking about it is because the forums just went to crap yesterday morning. So everyone's first concern, I know, is what happened to the unkillable thread.
Who killed the thread?
That is everybody's first question. Now,
and they'll never know if they don't listen to the podcast.
Here's the timeline I know of. Is yesterday about, well, no, let's see, Friday, about 9:30 a.m., I posted up asking Kyle if the range was there with Bruce Hornsby or if it was Bruce Hornsby sans range. And then that followed up with Eliah had, Dave, making a joke about what ACL stands for, which in this case it was Austin City Limits. And then Kyle says he responded with a comment about Bruce Hornsby on the range. But I don't know if that was immediately after, somewhere in that evening, because the next morning, Talvin, who always posts right around 5 o'clock in the morning, he says he posted at 5 o'clock in the morning, and the site was working then, but not working at 8:30 when I first checked it for the day on Saturday.
God, this is one of those times I'd love to go back in time, create an account on the site, just so I could kill it, and then take a screenshot of it a minute before the site goes down.
Wouldn't that be great? Okay, because for those of you who don't know the Unkillable thread, the whole point of this contest is... if someone posts and then the thread goes without any other posts for 24 straight hours, you have officially killed the thread and you win. This particular unkillable thread has been going on for over 2 years, 10 months. So it started in November, end of November, like November 29th, 2016. So it's been our longest running unkillable thread, and people are very concerned because it's definitely dead now. So,
like, literally wiped from existence.
The point is, I think it's Talvin, because he posted around 5 o'clock in the morning.
But where is his proof?
No, it doesn't matter. He posts 5 o'clock every morning.
Oh.
And he didn't call me or message me at 5 o'clock in the morning when the site wasn't working, because it was working. He did message me later in the morning when he went back, and... it was down. So I'm pretty sure it was Talvin. However, Kyle also posts very often about 5:30 in the morning, and therefore his response about Bruce Hornsby may well have been at 5:30 in the morning after Talvin. So I'll have to ask him if he did that Saturday morning or if it was from the day before, because it might be Kyle. And I'm just going to take his word for this. If the site ever comes back on, if we can ever restore these original forums, awesome. That would be great. And then we can have proof of who actually killed it. But until then, it'll just be an honorary kill. And we'll all give credit to whoever based on their word. And that's fine. Yeah, what's your quick question, Noah?
Is it the site that's broken or just the forum?
No, the site, the nerdprideradio.com works just fine. The WordPress portion of it is still up. So therefore, all of the web hosting that I'm doing for the podcast itself, all the episodes are still accessible.
What happened?
The RSS feed works just fine. Oh, we have no idea. My guess is...
what's this we stuff? Like, you have a team of people.
I have a couple people who have done some research, and they've sent me helpful hints.
Okay.
And it's been very, very nice. Talvin's one of those, for example.
He killed your threads. Like, yeah, here's why it died.
Well, okay. Yeah, one of the prevailing theories is that it died because the unkillable thread finally got so long that the forum software could no longer handle that many posts in a single thread, which
is I don't think so.
Yeah, that's not what happened, but it's a good idea. But I think what happened is...
Wouldn't that be true thread immortality? Is that it's transcended beyond the limitations of the website?
Wouldn't that be great? Yeah, no, I think what happened is... I haven't done any updates on the site for the last year because every time I update the forums to the new version, it breaks stuff and then I have problems. And so I've been putting off updating. And so I haven't updated in like a year. And my guess is they've now moved to something that, oh, hey, this is the automatic update that everyone's getting through this. And now these versions are no longer supported and you have to upgrade if you want them to work again. But I don't know. If that were the case, I don't know how to get in there to upgrade it because I can't get into any portion of it. So, I have my web host is claiming that they can roll it back, and just reset everything to the way it was Friday night. Which, if they do, then we won't know. I mean, we'll still have to go with the honorary thread kill because if they restore things to Friday night, then we have no idea for sure. But, we know it worked Friday night, so therefore that's when they'll restore it to. And they say that they're going to do that. However, I don't pay $30 a month for their premium IT services. And so therefore, they're taking their time with it. They tell me that if I was one of their platinum members or whatever it is, oh yeah, they'd be right on this. But as it is, it's like, well, we'll make a ticket and we'll let you know in a couple of days. So we'll see how it goes, but I'm thinking I'm just going to have to recreate the forums. Anyway, enough of this. This is all depressing, boring talk. If I do recreate the forums, as so I do, it sucks, and we lose a bunch of stuff, but It's nothing that can't be recreated.
Literally, it's the only way to kill a threat at this point.
Right. Thank God. And now I don't think anyone will care about a new unkillable threat.
We can start a brand new one. Oh, no. You know that they have to dethrone whoever just won.
Maybe. Well, and also, Talvin finally has gotten this rhythm on where he's in there 5 o'clock every day.
Right. So you kill Talvin.
The thought has crossed my mind. Much as I love him. I would love to have that notch in my belt. That's what I'm saying. Okay, so that's that.
Also, sorry about the noises I am making. I am very sick.
Oh, yeah, he's a little sick. The other thing I had to come in here for is...
Yeah, there we go. Okay, we're good. Repeat yourself.
Wow, that was weird. Okay, so anyway... the other thing that's going on, I could go onto the gaming table. Gaming table? Nah, but it's not gonna. I'll leave it here in MetaTalk, because I think MetaTalk is all we're gonna do. Once I get done with this 15-minute podcast, we're gonna be done, so we will skip R2 for this week. And, see, look at that, he's not even turned on.
How dare you?
We'll skip R2.
You did not do my boy justice!
We certainly haven't done any listener betrayal, and so this will be the end of it. But what I do need to bring up is... that I received in the mail the other day, and I don't have the letter in front of me, darn it. It said, it was a very lovely letter that was signed from the Nerd Pride community. And so I assume that's a bunch of you. And it was a letter of appreciation and just an outpouring of love, and it made me cry because it was very sweet. You guys are awesome.
Aww.
It was wonderful. It was just to let me know that I am appreciated and that people are glad for the podcast and the website.
And then they murdered your site.
Right. And we are so thankful that you've given us these forums where we have a place to be a community. And then I went and killed them. but I know it's terrible. But, okay, the exciting part is after they made me cry, they then also gave me a whole bunch of money in Amazon gift cards that... came with the stipulation that I have to spend them all on games, and then I have to play those games and review them here on the website. So I'm going to give you the first of those right now. I have spent all of the money, and it was enough to buy, I think, 14 games total.
Oh, boy.
And,
what are you doing tomorrow?
Right. Well, here's the thing. And so 14 games, and then I had to reassure your mom that oh, no, but don't worry. For Christmas and birthday and stuff like that. So there's still left.
There is no shortage of board games my dad doesn't own.
I said there's still 10 or 12 games on the list that would be perfectly appropriate. And whoever we were with was just floored by that. Wait. So you just bought 15 games and there's still 10 more that you want? And I'm like, yeah, well, there's way more than that. Those are the ones that are on the list. Like, of course there's more games. Just as a taste... we bought, the first one that I'm going to review is Azul, which was, Flameblade.
I give up my co-hosting seat to this boy.
All right. That was Flameblade's suggestion was Azul. Do you want to talk about that while I pull the list up?
Sure. So Azul is pretty much a tile-based game where you want to set up your tiles in specific ways. It's super... are fun because there are some moves that you can do in a match to just make the other person so upset.
Yes, it is. It is a game of you get these beautiful colored tiles, and there's this whole mathematical bit where you have to play them out in a certain order, and then once you fill up lines, you now get to move tiles onto your mosaic. But you can only fill them up in certain directions, and they score points in certain ways. And it tickles this mathematical puzzle-solving part of me that is super competitive. And I feel bad, because Noah's pretty good at it, all right? Noah's really good, but I kicked his ass. I kicked your ass. And I kept thinking I want to be nice to him and maybe go a little easy on him, because sometimes when I play games with people, I remember what it was like with my dad when I could never win a game with my dad, ever, for years.
And thanks, Popo.
And so I remember that. And so I kind of want to go easy on people. And there's something about Azul that I can't go easy on him. Like, my mind wants to solve this puzzle, and I cannot play less than optimally, or at least what I view as optimally. I'm sure there are people out there like Flame, Dave's brother Dan. Flame is the one that suggested this to me, and he is a mathematician by trade. And I'm sure he would give me the total beatdown in this game. But... But man, Azul is fun. I really, really enjoy this. So if you like this kind of pattern puzzle solving sort of thing, Azul is a great game. I really enjoy this.
There are four very tiny pieces that are easily lost. I'm warning you that now.
Yeah, because someone lost one.
Can I just give a quick message?
Yeah, come on over and give a quick message.
So I was having a talk with your wife.
Yes.
And she was like, oh, Rip Taylor just died. Sorry.
What?
Who?
Rip Torn?
Yeah, Rip Torn. Not you.
Oh, no!
And hold on, she said, wonder if he was on the Deadpool. And my response was, guess we'll never know.
Oh, this may be the end of the Deadpool. Oh, that would be terrible. I can go back to my thing, but my original spreadsheets. But I don't know if I still have them all in there. I don't even remember, because once I post them out on the website, I just assume that it's all there. Weird. All right, anyway, games that are going to be coming up, in addition to getting Azul, I'm just going to read them in order off of the Amazon list here. Clank, which was a game that more than one person has told me is one of the best board games they've bought in the last year. So therefore, I got Clank. I don't know anything about it. I think it's a deck-building adventure game, but I have
no clue.
You're
just reading off the box.
Oh, yeah, you're right, it is on the box. Deck-building adventure game. But people seem to love it, so I'm excited to try it. The Mind,
which... Don't say, oh yeah, it is on the box, as if you're not sitting here holding the box in front of me.
All right. The next one is The Mind, which I played at Gen Con, and we actually did play The Mind here, but I'll go into more detail on another episode. Let's see, Magic Maze, which I have heard good things about. I also hear it is... awesome for people who want to get a divorce, because this will drive you to it. It's a game that starts fights. Codenames, which I've heard so many good things about Codenames. It's on everybody's list of great beginner games and great party games and ways to, you know, so got that one. I've never tried it, but I've got it. Bonanza, which is a card game about bean farming. Made by the Carcassonne people. And I... played that one time with guys at Gen Con and really enjoyed it, but then never got it and don't remember the details. So I'm excited to retry that one and review it here.
Yeah, remember when I
played
that and it said it had special rules for 2 players?
Yeah, oh yeah. Okay, Noah's bitter because the box says it's for 2 to 8 players or 2 to 7. It's for 2 to 7 players and it says the base game is 3 to 5, but there are special rules for 2 and then for more than 5. And then we look in there and nope. There's only rules for 3 to 7 people. There are no rules for a 2-player game. So that was a disappointment to us because we were all set up and ready to play it. Let's see. A game called Coup, some kind of social identity guessing game. Azul, which I mentioned. Splendor. I don't know anything about Splendor at all. Someone recommended it. Spyfall. This one looks interesting. But that one will have to wait until we have a party of some sort because you need at least 4 or 5 people. I may have to come over to your house some night and play some Spyfall with you guys.
Can I go with you then?
Yeah, you bet.
Yeah.
Betrayal at House on the Hill, which I've played a couple of times, but now I own my own copy. Blink, which is just the easiest $5 card game you've ever played, but I don't have my own copy of it, but I do now. And then a card game called Dutch Blitz, which I can't remember anything about. I read the box. It was an award-winning game. I thought it looked awesome, so I've had it in my wish list, and now I finally bought it. So there you go. Those are the ones I have now. Oh, and then Ivanhoe. Ivanhoe is on the way. I haven't received that one yet. That will be separate. It says arriving Wednesday is Ivanhoe. I had to get that somewhere separate. It wasn't on Prime. But anyway, I put all of those Amazon cards to good use, and I am so excited about these. So that's everything I've got. You got anything you want to add? No crappy Netflix horror movies, no TV,
look,
no...
Even if I had them, we don't have time tonight.
No, we really honestly don't. We're going to go ahead and get out of here. Let's see... All right, we'll let GLaDOS give us a recap of this week's episode so far. As short as it's been.
Remember when the platform was sliding into the fire pit and I said goodbye, and you were like...
No way.
And then I was all, we pretended we were going to murder you.
That was great.
This podcast is copyright 2019 by Nerd Pride Radio. The opening and closing theme is Death Metal Disco by Ian Kronk. I didn't use any bumper music this week, so we won't even worry about it. If you want to help out Nerd Pride, then fix my forums. Figure out what I did wrong. God, give me a time machine, something. Also, you know, subscribe to this podcast and whatever podcatcher you use and write me a nice 5-star review. Get me some attention. Work that algorithm for me. Word of mouth is my bread and butter, people. Oh, that's right. And the best thing you can do is tell a friend. Word of mouth is my bread and butter, people. I'm trying to summarize here. I'm doing a really bad job of it. I am always looking for your listeners to do my work for me. Don't forget to send me questions and topics for the Podomatic. Watch
or
out
solutions to the website issues.
Watch out every week on the forums and Facebook for listeners. Well, not on the forums yet. God darn it. I knew I was going to do that. You know what? There's listener betrayal.
Too
whatever.
Soon.
And if you have really interesting nerd facts about an upcoming episode number, send it to me and save me all of that grueling research. My contact information, Mike@NerdPrideRadio, @NerdPrideRadio on like Twitter and Facebook. Facebook is probably the best way to get in touch with me if you want to talk about something right now, because obviously
say it.
I ain't got no forums.
Say it. I dare you.
Yeah, to be totally honest, the very best way to talk to me is usually to come sign up for my forums at nerdprideradio.com/nerds. But, like, you know what? I think I might even have to discount the nerds part. So my new forums will have to be nerdprideradio.com/something, maybe talk. I don't know. Because I already used up forums and now nerds, so the next one's going to have to be something else. Because if I ever have a chance of restoring this, I'd like to still have that nerds tag left open. So anyway, but you know, whatever. Get in touch with me in some way now that I don't have forums. And we will become best friends in the world. We'll have fun. Wow, it is really sweet that you hung out all the way to the end of that music, but I told you there wasn't going to be anything here, so I appreciate you, and for staying this long, you are my favorite. Honestly, don't tell the others. You guys are awesome.
Absolutely.
Just, no, wait, not you guys, just you, unless you're listening with a friend. You're the best, and I love you. I appreciate you, and I'm glad you're here.
Even if you are listening with a friend, you know which one of you is the favorite.
Oh, no, that's true. It's you.
Yeah, it's you.
It's definitely you. Say goodnight, Aiden.
Good night.
Say goodnight, Noah.
Good night.
Say goodnight, R2.